The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you've just joined, Coffee Talks are the short in-between episodes where we read your user-submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat about what's going on in our personal practices. And because of
You didn't even pause, and you said witchy. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Because this week is a weird, because this month is a weird month, and we've already talked about the blue moon that is happening presently, when this comes out. because we've already talked about that, we figured we would just throw in a quick coffee talk and be right back to full episodes next week.
Yes. So, if you want to be featured on Coffee Talk, email us at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you can send us your submissions on our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com. You can send us your tips, your witchy ghost story, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, who's stuttering now?
I know, the tables have turned. Okay. You can send us your ghost stories or any funny story you'd think the community would love to hear. So, be sure to let us know if we can share your name or if you prefer to stay anonymous. Your social media usernames are also a great way to get credit, especially if you have a store. Just consider that.
Speaking of stores, the day after this episode comes out is going to be September 1st. It is September 1st.
Yeah.
This episode comes out.
I was doing the math in my head. I was that one meme with the different math things. I was like, is it?
Which means that Small Business September has started. Mm-hmm. So we have a couple of really fun things. But the first thing that we are going to talk about for that is that we got new merch on our Teespring. It will be linked on Friday and through the weekend through our stories. And I'll be doing a post about it. But we have Sammy Michaels of Sammy.png who made us some really cool stuff. So if you are somebody who is looking for Coffee and Cauldrons merch, I really recommend our new fun stuff. It's really cute.
Yeah, and we have so many cute previous stuff, especially Halloween themed stuff. Really cute.
So much stuff. And we've got stuff that is just plain Coffee and Cauldrons merch that has our logo on it. So there's just a bunch of really cool stuff. And we have a bunch of really cool Coffee and Cauldrons stuff coming out this month that I can't wait to share with you guys. Mm-hmm. But that is our Kickstarter. So I think you guys, Kickstarter, not the website, but for the actual verb. For this month, look on our social media, check it out. We'll post links, but it's really cute. The cutie ones are my favorite.
Yes, the cutie ones are adorable.
They're so good. and also, if you have just started listening to the episode or you are behind a couple episodes, Maria and I have lowered the price of the Spellcaster Coven tier from $50 to $40. So that is 20% less. If you are somebody who's wanting to join the Patreon, that is, in my opinion, the best bundle deal. Mm-hmm. You get the monthly class. You get access to the Discord. You get over 400 articles. There's a ton of stuff. So, it's $40 less, or not $40, it is $40 and 20% less than it has been, which is awesome. And this month we are going to have a class on witchy cocktail making, which, like, how freaking fun is that?
That's really, I love, like, potions that you can drink, like, you know.
Literally so freaking cool. Like, yeah. Not to be dramatic.
Oh, gosh. No, that's, like, I'm very excited. Like,
I'm so freaking excited. I think it's going to be really, really cool. And, I don't know, like, it's going to be neat. Our instructor, sorry, I should have started with this. Our instructor is Lizzie Arden, who is a TikToker. She posts stuff about making, like, cocktails. She's a bartender and witchy cocktails. And so, yeah, she's going to come and do a whole class on, like, her correspondence and how she does it. And I think it's going to be really fun and amazing.
I hope she has a dry ice one.
That'd be sick.
Right?
I'll send her an email. Let's see if maybe we can... Sweet. I know she listens to the podcast. Lizzie,
I wonder if she would make us a coffee and cauldrons themed.
That would be so fun. Flash. Oh my god, that'd be so cute.
That one's the one that has to have the dry ice and it has to be, like, in a cauldron.
Okay, Maria's getting very specific with her wants.
And it has to be coffee flavored with coffee.
Like an espresso martini.
Yes.
Oh my god. Well, that being said, it is going to be on the 29th, which is the harvest moon, which is very, very exciting. Mm-hmm. So if you're in our Patreon library tier and up, you can come and watch that. And if you can't make the class but you're interested in it, it is immediately available to watch after the fact. So we hope you guys join us there.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
I also finally figured out how to add thumbnails to the class so you guys don't have to look at my stupid face. You can actually see a thumbnail preview of the class as opposed to my dumb head.
It's not your dumb head.
It's a little bit of my dumb head.
It is a cute thumbnail.
Thanks, Mom.
Put all that work in that cute thumbnail and you're just dragging it. So rude.
Well, I feel weird because I host it on my YouTube because that is, like, something that I just have easy access to. Mm-hmm. And so it automatically puts my face as the, like, starting soon screen. And I'm just like, oh, no.
I think it's cute.
I love that photo of me, but still, it feels very egocentric. So I figured out how to fix that.
So... We're just talking today about, like, stuff that's going on, ghostly stuff, what we're reading, what we're listening
to. There's so much happening.
So, yeah.
Why don't you start with what you've been reading recently, and then I can just swing in, like, a wrecking ball with what I've been reading recently.
Okay. I think I mentioned it on the... last coffee talk, but I'm reading The God of Endings. I haven't finished it yet because I've been, like, so busy. Like, we went on a trip, my mom visited, and I don't know. I just, sitting down and reading hasn't really been happening lately, which has been killing my spirit. I've been reading, like, my witchy books, but anyways, I digress. But I'm halfway through God of Endings, and it is honestly probably, like, one of the most beautiful books that I have read in a long time. Like, it's Anne Rice-ish, mm-hmm. but, like, more... what's the word? Like, it isn't as dark, like, you know...
Yeah, but, Anne Rice can be quite dark. Yeah, that's a fair...
I mean, it's still very... Like, it's just kind of like a vampire's process with dealing with life and death. Like, the process of, like, you know, when it's time to go sort of thing. But, but honestly, it's such a good book. And I love when authors are, like, super descriptive of, like, the places their characters are in, and the mm-hmm. author definitely hits that mark. Like, you feel like part of the story, and, like, I don't know, it's just very
what's beautiful. It called?
Honestly, I think you would really like it.
Probably that's why I'm asking. It's
not like, God of Endings.
You had me at Anne Rice.
God of Endings It is really good. And it it's a really, really actually unique take on vampires. Like, there's some things in the book that I'm like, well, I've never seen that before. I want to say it so bad because it's kind of like, wow, they really do go through like a change when they become vampires that like...
Big dicks. That's what Maria's saying, guys. Vampires, their dicks get so big, it's crazy. And yet she refuses to join my smut book club.
No, somebody, you're going to take that thought that you just said, and if you read it, you're going to be like, oh. But no, so it's really, it's such a good book. Okay, go ahead, hit us with your wrecking ball.
I'm ready. I'm ready go to ahead. Ruin everyone's day. So first of all, I know that the Discord members listen to the Patreon, so not the Patreon, the podcast, so I'm gonna tell you this right now. If you haven't finished book one of the series we're reading right now, just skip forward 30 seconds because I'm gonna say the name. So that being said, we got the Smut Book Club in Discord now, which is really fun, but we've been reading like a book a day, and because of that, I am currently living my worst life possible by reading the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse series, which, when I tell you that, it makes me want to rip my own eyeballs out and eat them. that is a series. Like, this man, listen, this, okay, the first one is about pestilence. Pestilence is the, like, physical adaptation of the bubonic plague. He's not a man. He says it many times in the book. I'm not a man. I'm the plague. I'm pestilence. Blah, blah, blah. So then tell me why this man, at the end of the fucking book, again, if you don't want to hear it, skip forward, names himself Victor, okay? Victor! Are you kidding? He's like blonde, blue-eyed, like very Anglo kind of guy. And wouldn't you think he would have named himself something biblical? Like Joseph, Christopher, or something like that. Oh, he went, Victor, my name is gonna be... Hello, everyone. I'm 6'7", and I'm jacked. And I can give you the plague. And I'm going to name myself Victor. Like, get a grip. So anyway...
I just, well, one second, one thought. Like, isn't there, like, maybe, like, I don't think any mother in her right mind would do this, but there has to be names that, like, could be, like, illness-ish, you know?
There's gotta so why be! Does it... I've never looked that up, but I feel like there's gotta be. There's gotta be! And he still went, I want to call myself Victor. Yeah. Fucking jackass. So, aside from Pestilence being the dumbest man alive, part of the Smut Book Club is that we give each other nicknames at the end of the series we're reading based off of the allotted amount of books. And I have a running nickname list I'm going to share with you guys. So again, if you've not finished book one, because this only includes book one, skip ahead. But we've got Victor, Dirty Freak. Trixie Skills, which is the horse's name that he the horseman's apocalypse horse. The main character looks at this fucking horse, this bubonic plague horse, and goes, I'm gonna name that horse Trixie Skills. Girl, what? Basically, this entire book is Stockholm the book, but regardless, we've also got the nickname the Trembling Caress of the Bubonic Plague, Bumping Uglies, Stale Pasta Island, and the word please. I think that's a pretty solid... I think it's well-rounded. Listen, out of all the Four Horsemen, we're on to war now. That's the second book. Although one of our Patreon members is like already on to famine. And by the time this comes out, I'll be on famine too, but I digress. Out of all of the Four Horsemen, war makes the most sense to me if you're gonna fuck one of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you had to fuck one of the Four Horsemen, Pestilence, get a grip. Famine, absolutely not. Death? Like, I'm gonna go fuck the Grim Reaper? What is this, The Sims?
look at, like, well, you know, in, like, pop culture and stuff, if you look at death, like, death is usually very sexy.
His cover is giving, it's giving, okay?
It's, I mean, it's like, you know, like, we have, you know, Hades and all that, you know, tons of, like, pop culture stuff about Hades and stuff. So, I mean, death does make sense, but just...
Listen, here's the thing. So far, the books have taken places in different parts of the world. One of the things I don't like about smut books in general is they tend to be very American-centric. Or they're like period pieces, so they're in Europe somewhere, right? But those, they're only in Europe if they're period pieces. Like, they never just like a girl in 2023 living in Wales. Like, it's never that. It's always like she's visited Wales, but she's from fucking Spokane, Washington. Yes, I'm talking about the other book that we read. Anyway. So they always take place in America. And I something I do appreciate about these books is, like, the first one's in Canada, the second one is in Palestine. I don't know about the other two because I haven't read them yet, obviously. But I was making a joke with the Smut Book Club, and I was like, out of all of the times that I would want a book to happen in America, I want death to happen in America. Only because only an American would be stupid enough to see the fucking Grim Reaper and be like, you and me, buddy, I am gonna suck that dick. You know what I mean, though? Like I'm American. Look, how to, like, make this joke?
Okay.
We tend to be a very, like, dick-centric country, and it would be only in America would we be like, yeah, his touch would kill me, but I'm willing to risk it for the orgasm.
No, but technically, the Greeks did it first, or, like, one of the ones that did it first, so... I'm just saying!
I mean, you have the picture that the books are taking place current time. So in current time period, only an American would be dumb enough to, like, see the angel of death and be like, ooh, 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 my. And you know what's fucked up about it? Is that everybody can sit there and go, Robin, you're crazy. I can't believe you would say that, Robin. That's crazy. I want you to go look it up. Look up how many fucking books are about death or the Grim Reaper and people fucking death.
Look, and I'm just laughing because I've read some of them. I've read some of
them. You do, so.
Also, the whole, you know, life, death, sex, like, thing, it makes sense. It's part of the cycle. Yeah.
And again, guys, she doesn't want to join Smut Book Club, and I think that's a crime.
Fine. I'll go on there, and I'll make everyone read my sapphic ones.
And you'll have 20 people going, ugh, we're reading another book where there's no fucking
one more sentence. Now, you'd be surprised, actually.
I would not be surprised. Listen, the first book that was recommended in Smut Book Club was about orcs, and they were fucking on page 5, okay? So, in no way, at this point in my life, nothing would surprise me. The last book we read, which was actually really mild, I was telling Marie about it, it's called Storm Warrior. If you're somebody who's into romance but not into smut, it was a great book. It had Welsh mythology in it. It was just a really good story. The guy was really nice. Like, the whole thing was just not giving what the rest of us needed, but it was a great book. It was a great book. If you're into that, that's... I didn't have any complaints about it, and that was a problem. The girl, the main character, is a veterinarian. And because none of us had read the book and none of us knew what to expect, we were all like, oh no, please don't make this a bestiality book. If this is a bestiality book, I'm turning it off. I'm not finishing it. And I'm just like, you know what? Nothing would surprise me at this point. If this is the kind of conversation we're having to, like, prepare for potential, like, major grossness that we all need to walk away from and nobody's gonna finish it, nothing would surprise me at this point. Absolutely nothing.
Oh, Oh no. I'm not crying. You're crying. This is funny. But anyways, so you've had some ghostly encounters.
No, you start first. Because I just rambled for like literally 10 minutes about this smut book. You go first.
Okay. So I've... Okay, so for like the past week, I've had like a lot of problems sleeping. And some of that is my older dog's fault, because she's at the age where she's like at 3 a.m. She's gotta pee. And she's not going to hush until she goes pee. Anyways, but even my wife, who is a huge skeptic, as I've, you know, talked about in the previous episode, she's been woken up by people saying my name. She had sleep paralysis, where she thought like I was in danger or something and like thrashing behind her. And then, oh gosh, what else happened? And then she thought she heard a very large bang, which also woke her up. And of course, you know, being skeptic that she is, she's like, oh, it was just between that, you know, wake and thing, you know, being awake and dreaming and stuff like that. But what if I'm experiencing things at the same time? Okay. Okay. Because at night I've heard like tapping on my bed. Like repeated tapping. Like someone's just, and I have like an iron bed frame. So like the taps echo, and there's nothing, there's not like, even the air conditioning doesn't make the sound, because I am the lightest sleeper ever after I had my witchling. So I hear everything at night. Mother's like I wake curse. Up really easy. It is, it's terrible. It's so bad. But I've been waking up to tapping and stuff like that. So, and then like we've had a lot of instances for me, my witchling, because my witchling is also very they see like a bunch of stuff more so than me, because they're more open to it, while I'm like, you know, barrier. I don't want to know all the time, which we've got to work on for them. But anyways, but we've seen like stuff out the side of our eyes, like literally someone walking by, and we don't have if a car drives by, we don't see the headlights at all. Okay. Like, you can't see anything. So I tried so hard to recreate all these instances, like someone walking by that kind of, you could tell that they had like, you know, they weren't dark or anything. They were just walking around like a normal person, but they were kind of glowy. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't know if it's the same one, and I really need to do a huge reading about it. But last night I did a huge like room cleanse. I opened all the windows. I cleansed really well with smoke, and then I sprayed all the corners like with salt water and did a bunch of other things. But my wife walks into the room after I did all of this and created a barrier at our door so no like ghost can enter, because I'm like, you're more than welcome to be like to be here, but I do not want to be woken up. Like my bed is a no zone, like no ghosts. I'm just sleeping in here, like no spirits allowed.
But, I'm trying to sleep.
Exactly. My wife walks into the room and is like, whoa, just because like and remember, she's a skeptic, she's a witch, but she's still a skeptic. But I guess like all the spell work that I did, she could feel like the pressure going into the room and the crossing the border of it.
That's so funny.
And I was like, wow, that's very validating. Like I could feel
you.
It. I was like, thanks,
Steve.
I mean, and now I'm just not sleeping well because of my older dog. But I will take that over incessant tapping and my wife getting poor sleep and tossing and turning and then waking me up as well. But that's what's been going on with me. How about you?
Mine is not as dramatic. So I was painting my nails the other day in my parents' house, because I was painting my nails in my parents' house, and they have like this staircase that's like staircase, landing staircase to get to the second floor. It's not like straight up. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And because of that, there's like a wall. And I kept seeing something out of the corner of my eye, like peering over the edge of the wall with the staircase. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I was not giving it any mind. And I just said, like, out loud, like, I don't care if you're there, but, like, knock it off. I'm just trying to paint my nails. Like, stop being a creep. Because I don't care if you're alive or if you're dead. If you're being a creep, you're not having, like, nobody has fun with that. Knock it off.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't think I saw anything else after that. And then I was taking a nap in the guest bedroom of their house with my child. And they have these, like... Like, Maria can see them behind me. They have these, like, doors that are, like, accordion doors. Yeah. And they've got, like, slats, so they're not solid, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're in all the non-main doors of the house. So, like, the closets. I'm in the attic right now, so it separates the attic rooms, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And I was laying there dead asleep with my child. And the accordion door in the guest bedroom, like, moved. And you could hear it because it creaks. And I was just like, I'm awake now. And then last night, I gave my kid a bath. We went to go say our goodnights and stuff to their grandparents. Because we live on my parents' property, for those of you who don't know that. Which is why I'm at my parents' house so much. And... my kid points into my parents' bedroom, which is nobody's in there. It's totally dark. And he just goes, spooky, mama. And I was like, and we're moving. And we're moving. And we're moving.
No. No. Why do kids gotta, they just amp up the creepy, don't they? Don't they?
I mean, it was literally one of those situations. And I was just like, well, I hate that. I hate that so much. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was really irritating to me. yeah. but yeah, that's, I mean, like I said, not that dramatic, but it has been one of those things where I'm just like,
Yeah, I hate, like, if it's already getting... you know, getting like this, and it's not even the autumn equinox yet. I'm just
not even,
not even. I'm just, I have like, I am already like doing stuff for the house. Like,
well, that's the other thing. We're supposed to be moving into a new house that nobody has lived in for like the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a terrace home. So there's like houses touching all sides, which means that the energy hasn't been totally absent within the house.
Mm-hmm.
Because the house touches houses that are fucking active, and so I'm just like, I'm so excited.
You'll have a greeting squad.
I can't wait. You know how much Run Devil Run and Florida Water I have purchased for this new home? Because the answer's a lot. I just can't. Oh, I just, I truly cannot. I'm like, oh Lord.
Yeah, I'm already doing like a bunch of stuff in the house for like the weather, because we already have like a tropical storm rolling in today. And I'm sure we'll get a few more by the end of the season. And I'm just like doing that whole, and now I'm like, now I have to also do like spirit protection so early. Like,
I'm just too annoyed. I'm too annoyed to deal with that. I really am.
It's too much. You know, I don't like to do a whole lot of spell work at once because I'm already tired, and I'm having to do.
I'm just exhausted. I don't have the energy to like deal with these ghouls.
No.
Can't you guys go haunt somebody else who's like in need of some excitement? My excitement meter is tapped out. I'm like, right? I'm at max capacity. I don't need anymore.
Exactly. But actually, I do have a spooky podcast that I want to recommend to everybody.
Yes, before we leave for the night.
Oh my gosh. It is so good. It's so hard to find like a really good like creepy podcast that I can keep listening to. because one, ads. I don't like ads in the middle of like podcasts. But this one, it's okay. So it's based in Austin, and most of the hauntings that they talk about is Austin based, but they also talk, they have like campfire episodes where they talk to people outside of Austin. I don't know. I've only on the second season, so maybe they travel later on in the future seasons. I don't know. But it's called, oh my gosh, now I'm brain farting. Night Owl Podcast. The Night Owl Podcast, True Ghost Stories. And it's just really good. It's actually them going into haunted places and investigating. They have someone who is good at like cleansing and has a lot of spiritual knowledge. And then they have the skeptic, which he goes in and tries to debunk everything. Then you have the host, who's he's an amazing storyteller. And then you have the clairvoyant person who speaks to spirits, and the host likes to do whatever he can possible to debunk whatever the clairvoyant person says. But the clairvoyant person, like, I obviously, you know, I'm just listening, so I don't know how like real the podcast is, like,
sure, but truthfully. I mean, even on an entertainment value, which is where you're coming from, you're entertained.
Oh, I am. But she's amazing, like really good. Like, he hasn't ever been able to debunk her just yet. And she's even the type of clairvoyant and like spirit person that she doesn't give her name. Like, she doesn't want anyone to know her true identity. And I think that speaks very highly of someone who, like, you know, some people who like talk to spirits a lot and stuff like that, they want the fame and all that. And she's just like, I don't want that energy.
There's a lot of, and there's also a lot of frauds out there too. Exactly. People just lie. Mm-hmm. They just lie. I can think of a couple off the top of my head that I know are liars. I just do.
And I like her like thought process of like talking to spirits, because she doesn't get it right at first, but you can see she's trying to work it out and what stuff means. And it's not like she doesn't look to other people for the validation for what she's saying. She just says it and she's like, that's what it is. And that's it. And you don't, you know, usually people are like, look at the person and be like, am I right?
Am I right or am I right?
But no, I highly recommend it. It is so good. So good. 10 out of 10. Can't stop listening. Okay. Probably not helping any ghost stuff in my house, because my energy now is like, do you ever like start listening to ghost podcasts and then all of a sudden, you know, like all the entities are like, hey, we hear you're being even more open. Just let us in. Just let us
just
in.
Just you wait, baby girl. Oh my god.
But anyways.
Well, that's all we have time for. Yeah, that's all we have time for. So thank you all so much for joining us this week. Yeah. We hope to see you next week for our regular episodes. Mm-hmm. You can check out our websites for link to our submission forms, or shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com to tell us any ghost stories, witchy stories, tips, or topics that you think the community would love to hear.
As always, if you enjoy Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. Or if you want to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon, where we share articles, a special Part 2 exclusive episode, have a Spell of the Month box, and a Discord that is full of great events and things to do
and things to talk about. And stuff. And think about it. You could join and listen, read along some really bad books with me and some of the other people in the Discord. And also, we also have a regular book club. We're reading The Pagan Book of Living and Dying this month.
Oh,
so we also have a normal book club that is witchcraft appropriate that I host. So,
I don't know. Boning Pestilence is like very witchy.
I mean, I'm out here just rubbing one out to the bubonic plague, but I mean, I guess we can talk about The Pagan Book of Living and Dying too. I guess. Anyway, bye guys.
Yeah, bye.
South Carolina's got everything. Natural beauty, trendy cities, but you might miss your next big adventure in a smaller town. We've got you covered on the Palmetto Porch, Discover South Carolina's official podcast. I'm Devin Whitmire. Come with me as I venture off the beaten path and learn about these towns from the locals who know them best. Check out the Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information, head on over to scpalmettoporch.com.
When my mom got sick, she felt powerless. Insurance denied her meds. Her doctors talked over her, and they couldn't agree on anything. She kept getting worse.
And then you found Solace for me. They gave me my own healthcare advocate. My advocate found better doctors, scheduled my appointments, and got my medications approved. She even joined my appointments and made my doctors work together. For the first time, my whole care team was listening to each other and to me.
I was going to pay for it.
But then we learned that Solace advocates are covered by Medicare.
I used to feel helpless, too. Now I know my mom has an advocate.
Solace advocates are healthcare experts who've spent years helping patients. 96% of patients report better care with an advocate. That means better health outcomes, less stress, and finally feeling heard. Have Medicare? See if you qualify at solacehealth.com. Or call 888-7-SOLACE. 888-7-S-O-L-A-C-E. That's 888-7-SOLACE.
Don't face the healthcare system alone. Find Solace. Visit solacehealth.com today.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.